Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Anna, we're back with more famous pictures, aren't we?
对啊，这个人很眼熟诶，他是爱因斯坦吗？
Yeah, Einstein. Don't worry, Einstein will not be kissing anyone. Like the guy was, the sailor was kissing the nurse.
Uh-huh.
Einstein was a very smart guy, but not a really handsome guy. So I'm not sure we want to see Einstein kissing people. What do you think?
还 OK 啦、
yeah?
I see confidence in his eyes.
Okay,
you know?
All right.、Mm-hmm. He might have been a pretty cool dude.、Mm-hmm. But of course, he was a very smart man. That's what he's most famous for. Being a great scientist, a great discoverer of physics and things like the theory of relativity and E equals MC squared. A lot of people say he was one of the smartest people ever.
应该是哦
Not as smart as you, though.
Oh,
a little bit less smart than Anna.
Well, thank you.
So he's pretty smart, but not the smartest, because we know Anna's smarter than Einstein. And we're going to find out, of all of the great things that he did, why is it a photograph, a picture, is one of the things he's most famous for? Well, we'll find out after the break.
Stories behind the pictures.
Albert Einstein was a great scientist and a genius. However, it didn't take a difficult formula to get this picture. Back in 1951, Einstein attended a party with friends. As Einstein left, photographers asked him for more pictures. Instead of smiling, Einstein stuck out his tongue. Afterwards, Einstein saw the picture and liked it so much.He decided to use this picture for greeting cards to show his funny side. Photographs capture special moments in our lives and define certain periods in time. So, take your own photos and become a part of history.
Genius, genius. Stephen is a genius and went to college at 14. Stephen is a genius and went to college at 14. Party, party. Jenny threw a birthday party for her best friend.Jenny threw a birthday party for her best friend. Tongue. Tongue. Cats use their tongue to clean themselves. Cats use their tongue to clean themselves. Moment. Moment. My family and I...shared lots of special moments together on Christmas. My family and I shared lots of special moments together on Christmas.
Okay, Albert Einstein, of course. Let's look at this man and some of the things he did. It says Albert Einstein was a great scientist and a genius. A genius, of course, is someone who is very, very smart or very, very skilled at something.Geniuses, of course, can be good at science and math and things like that, but we can also talk about a musical genius, right? Someone like Mozart can write music really well. You might even say that Michael Jordan was a genius basketball player. Michael Jackson was a genius dancer and musician. But it just means they're really special, really talented, really good, amazingly good at what they do.
而且重点是比起别人他们做的真的是太好了。第二名都离他们很多，这个才叫做 genius。genius 这个字是一定要记的啊，叫做天才。天才 G-E-N-I-U-S, 注意它的发音哦 ,genius。不过这个字啊可以当成名词指的是天才，或者是当形容词，像刚刚 Michael 提到的 Michael Jordan, 他是一个 genius basketball player 这个字就可以当成形容词用了。好，所以回过头来看到这句话，我们当然介绍的爱因斯坦他当然是一个很伟大的科学家啦， E 等于 MC 平方。重点是啊，他是一个 genius. He was a genius.
Absolutely he was. Okay, the example sentence we have for genius, Stephen is a genius and went to college at 14. Wow, okay, yeah, if you're in college or university at 14, you could be a genius.Back to Einstein, it says, however, it didn't take a difficult formula to get this picture. Okay, a formula is basically kind of like a math tool that we use. It's, you know, when you look at math and there's X and Y and you're trying to figure out the different value of the numbers, we often use a formula. Like if you want to figure out how big a square is, right? You take the one side times the other side, and that will give you the answer.Now, no matter if it's a big square or a small square, as long as you use the same math formula, you'll get the right answer.
所以你刚刚是在讲的说是这个长方形或正方形的长乘以宽就会等于它的面积，这就是数学的公式。对，没错，你猜的对，这个 formula 就是公式的意思。像我们刚刚一提到爱因斯坦，就一定会想到说，E 等于 MC 平方，这是一个 formula, 这是一个公式。可是如果你要看到爱因斯坦这么可爱的照片的话呢，嘿嘿，当然不需要什么样的 formula, 不需要这样子的公式就可以得到这个 picture。那什么时候拍的呢 ?Well, back into 1951, 是在1951年拍的时候哦。当时是什么情况啊 ?What happened that year?
Well, Einstein attended a party with friends. A party, of course, is where a lot of people get together just to have fun together. Could be for a birthday or New Year's Eve or Chinese New Year, Halloween. Anytime you get together with family and friends to eat, talk, drink, dance, listen to music, and just have fun, it's probably a party.
所以其实它是一个呢大家聚会的一个event, 或者是一个事件。那讲半天反正就是派对嘛，就是聚会嘛，就是 party。不过 party 通常都会在某个人的家里面举行，我们最熟知的大概就是生日派对咯 birthday party, 会请很多好朋友来，然后呢大家开开心心的喝可乐啊，吃那个 potato chips 啊，还有吃蛋糕啦 party。
Mm-hmm. Our example sentence, Jenny threw a birthday party for her best friend. Oh, that was nice of her. Now, Einstein, he left the party, and as he left, photographers asked him for more pictures, because he was a very famous man at this time, right?
所以当时是发生什么事？当时在1951年的时候，其实爱因斯坦啊，他是去参加了一个朋友的派对。我们看到有一个动词叫做 attend 就是出席，就是 go to 的意思。原来他当时去一个 party, 但是因为那个 party 结束之后啊 ，when Einstein left。当他要走的时候，那个拍照的这个摄影师啊，就希望能够多拍一些照片。
So the photographers taking pictures wanted more pictures. He was very famous. He was probably people thought he was the smartest man in the world at this time. And now he lived in America. So of course, many people like him. But this time, instead of smiling, just, you know, smiling for the picture...He decided to stick out his tongue. He stuck out his tongue. All right, if you do something instead of something else, you kind of switch it. So, for example, you might say, instead of eating breakfast today, I'm just going to have an apple and I'll have a big lunch. Normally, you eat breakfast, but you're kind of switching it. You'll do something different. So instead of this, the thing I normally do, I'm going to do something different.So normally you would smile. If someone says, hey, can I take your picture? You would smile. But this time he didn't. Instead of smiling, he stuck out his tongue. Your tongue is the soft thing in your mouth that you use to taste food, to chew, to talk with. And sometimes when you want to be rude, you'll stick out your tongue kind of like that and maybe make a slightly strange noise.But it's certainly kind of a rude thing, right? Kids might stick out their tongues. If they're like, hey, hey, you can't catch me, they'll stick out their tongue. You don't expect scientists, world-famous scientists, to stick out their tongue. That's just weird.
对啊，所以如果是一个全世界知名，然后又是那么 genius 的一个 scientist, 怎么可能会吐舌头呢？ Anyways, 这个时候呢，爱因斯坦居然吐舌头耶。好，我们先看舌头这个字，当然叫做，注意发音好，叫做 tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue。 那吐舌头的吐或者是伸出来呢，则用动词的 stick out,S-T-I-C-K, 然后配上另外一个字 out, stick out one's tongue. 那回过头来就看这句话很重要的句型了，因为我们常常要强调我并没有按照平常的状况，相反的我却如何如何，这个时候可以用英文的 instead of doing something, 或者是 instead of something, 注意它是一个介系词片语哦，所以后面只能加名词或动词 ing,并没有如何如何，相反的却怎样怎样，其实我是要强调逗点之后的事情，所以我看到的是并没有微笑耶，因为一般正常人在拍照的时候大概就是稍微笑一下，但是爱因斯坦他并没有做正常的动作哦。 Instead of smiling, Einstein stuck out his tongue, 却吐舌头耶。
Okay, the example sentence we have for tongue,Cats use their tongue to clean themselves. That's right, cats use their tongue to clean themselves. Okay. Einstein, of course, wasn't cleaning himself when he stuck out his tongue. He was just making a funny picture. It says afterwards, Einstein saw the picture and liked it so much. So afterwards means later, of course, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days later in the newspaper, he saw the picture and he's like, oh, that's a great funny picture.He decided to use this picture for greeting cards to show his funny side. So he decided to get that picture and use it on cards, like a birthday card or a Christmas card, to show his funny side. I guess a lot of people thought since he was so smart, he must be a very serious man, always thinking about math and science and physics. But he actually was a very funny guy.So maybe he used this to kind of show people, look, I'm not just a serious, boring math guy, I'm also pretty funny.
对啊，其实应该是，虽然是天才，然后这个很聪明，应该也有有趣的一面吧。所以其实照片拍了之后 ,afterwards, 爱因斯坦也觉得这个照片他还蛮喜欢的，所以他开始啊就决定用这个照片。用在哪里呢？用在 greeting cards。所谓的 greeting cards 指的就是贺卡的意思。所谓的 greeting 就是打招呼啊，所以不管是在生日的贺卡或者是耶诞节的贺卡都可以叫做 greeting cards、
mm-hmm. Photographs, it says, capture special moments in our lives and define certain periods in time. Very true, yes. They capture special moments in our lives. A moment is just one small piece of timeOkay, it can be the time you meet your girlfriend or boyfriend, or the time you get your first bicycle, or you get to drive a car for the first time, or get married, or finish high school or something. These are special times, special moments in our lives, the kind of things we want to remember. And photographs are great because they capture those moments.To capture is sort of like to trap, to stop something. You can capture an animal. For example, if you're catching an animal to put it in a zoo, you have to capture it in a cage or a bag or something. But pictures, using just one picture, you can kind of have an idea of that time, that thing that was happening right back then in history.
嗯，所以很特别哦，因为我们都知道照片它真的可以 capture, 真的能够捕捉一些特别的时刻。时刻、片刻、瞬间，其实在英文当中可以直接用 moment。
And they also define certain periods of in time. Okay, to define something is to sort of, well, explain it or to put it in a certain kind of way we can understand it. For example, if you think back to yesterday with that picture of the sailor and the nurse, it happened at the end of World War II. You get a feeling of the idea that people were so happy the war was over. It was a time of great happiness and joy and excitement for people. So you get a feeling of that.Just by looking at it. And these are all the moments that we talk about. We have an example sentence for the word moment. My family and I shared lots of special moments together on Christmas.
嗯，所以啊，我们其实可以拍自己的照片，然后 defined or certain periods in time.
Now here's just two famous pictures. The cool thing is, a lot of times, museums often have shows of some of these famous pictures, don't they?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think they do. There have been a few in Taipei this year and last year. So keep your eyes out because it'll be a good way to kind of experience history, something that happened long ago. Of course, we can't travel in time like in the movies, but we can by looking at some of these special moments that have been captured in photographs.
I'm writing in regard to my damaged laptop.
I'm writing in regard to my damaged laptop.
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，当买3C 产品的时候，不管效能多强，等级多新，配备多好，一定不能漏了一件事，保固期。保固期当然是越长越好啊。在保固期内有任何故障才能免费报修。但是你也不能故意砸烂哦。所以当你的东西有问题要回报时，就可以说 I'm writing in regard to my damaged laptop. 我写这封信是关于我损坏的笔电。 In regard to 是关于至于的意思，比较正式一点的片语，后面可以接名词。同学们也可以用在你们的作文之中，会让评分的阅卷老师很惊艳哦。再来 damaged 是把动词 damageDAMAGE 损坏改成分词作为形容词使用。 Laptop LAPTOP 笔记型电脑，也有人会说成 Notebook。 好，最后考你们咯，今天的小聚会是3、2、1。
I'm writing in regard to my damaged laptop.
I'm writing in regard to my damaged laptop.
Especially, 只差一个 E 耶，是一样的吗？
Especially, E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L-L-Y 和 specially, S-P-E-C-I-A-L-L-Y 诶，他们才差了一个 E 哦。没错，其他的意思非常非常接近，都有着特别是什么什么这样的意思，有加强或是强调的语气哦。That's right, these two words, especially and specially, are almost the same. For example, I can say, everyone loves ice cream, especially children. Everyone loves ice cream, especially children. 大家都爱冰淇淋，特别是小朋友哦。Or I can also say, I love watching movies, especially romantic comedies. I love watching movies.Especially romantic comedies.
我超爱看电影的，特别是什么样的类型呢？就是 romantic comedy, 就是爱情喜剧片哦。可是呢，如果要强调某件事情呢，是专程啦，或是特地因为什么原因而怎么样呢？其实我们就要用 specially 会比较贴切哦。
But,If you want to emphasize that something is done or made for a particular purpose, then use specially.
我来举个例子比较清楚，像是在送礼的时候，你就可以这么说啦。
I got this teddy bear specially for you. I got this teddy bear specially for you.
意思就是啊，我是特地买这个泰迪熊送给你的哦。或者你还可以说
This t-shirt is specially designed for teenagers. This t-shirt is specially designed for teenagers.
意思就是啊，这件 T 恤是专门设计给 teenager, T-E-E-N-A-G-E-R, 也就是13岁到19岁的青少年哦。
不过注意哦， especially never comes at the start of a sentence.
也就是说我们不可以把 especially 放在句首哦。所以比方像是如果你说 I love earrings, 然后你下一句是接什么呢？
Especially big ones,
这样是错误的哦。其实你直接把它放在一个句子里面会更好，你直接说 I especially like big earrings 就可以啦，我特别喜欢大耳环哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
一般来说 especially 和 specially 意思很相近，都是指特别是什么什么有强调的语气。可是如果要强调某件事情有特别的目的而设计的呢，那这时候你就要用 specially。 另外 especially 不可以放在句首哦。
Stories behind the pictures。
Albert Einstein was a great scientist and a genius. However, it didn't take a difficult formula to get this picture. Back in 1951, Einstein attended a party with friends. As Einstein left, photographers asked him for more pictures. Instead of smiling, Einstein stuck out his tongue. Afterwards, Einstein saw the picture and liked it so much.He decided to use this picture for greeting cards to show his funny side. Photographs capture special moments in our lives and define certain periods in time. So, take your own photos and become a part of history.
Genius. Genius.Stephen is a genius and went to college at 14. Stephen is a genius and went to college at 14. Party. Party. Jenny threw a birthday party for her best friend. Jenny threw a birthday party for her best friend.Tongue. Tongue. Cats use their tongue to clean themselves. Cats use their tongue to clean themselves. Moment. Moment. My family and I shared lots of special moments together on Christmas. My family and I shared lots of special moments together on Christmas.